My name is Brigitte Preissel. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of InterEconomics, the Review of European Economic Policy. Welcome, everybody, to this 7th InterEconomics CEPS Conference in Brussels. I would like to thank CEPS for hosting this conference also this year. And we also have to thank Mikkel Baslund, Derek Cruz, and Keane Mulligan for conceptualizing the event. Today's topic is inefficient inequality, the economic costs of gender inequality. Gary Becker, the Nobel laureate, has told us that there is no discrimination in perfect markets because it would be irrational to choose an inefficient solution if there is an efficient one. However, few of us would argue that there is no gender discrimination in Europe and that this has something to do with discrimination. Thus, either something is wrong with markets, or there are features of inequality that cannot be captured with economic reasoning. We might hear more about this during the presentations today. In times of sluggish growth in Europe, economists and policymakers have been investigating new sources of growth. And not surprisingly, they have discovered the reduction of gender inequality as a new growth driver. Will this bring equal opportunity on the agenda through the back door? What could an economist say if the reduction of women's inequality increases efficiency? Well, we should do it. Let me be a little bit more cynical, probably. It is essential not to think only whether women's participation in labor markets, career opportunities, will bring about a higher level of efficiency. We should also ask why it didn't happen so far. We should ask about why should it happen now? What are the new tools? What are the new arguments? What can we say today to convince people that actually it would be a good idea? To put this discussion on a more solid ground, we have invited experts in the field to learn more about the actual losses in efficiency that derive from gender inequality. This has to do with inequality in pay. It has to do with inequality in career paths and with inequality in labor force participation. The researchers' analysis will provide arguments and empirical data to estimate the dimension of the losses incurred. Remedies will be suggested and policy measures will be discussed. I do hope that the presentations will stimulate a lively debate. As usual, the papers presented today will be published in a special section of InterEconomics that will come out at the beginning of next year. Thank you very much to our speakers for sharing their insights with us. I'm really looking forward to hearing the newest findings about this topic. Rather than telling you more about what is to be, we should start with the first session. I'll just hand over the microphone to Derek Cruz and the speakers of the first session. Thank you very much.